This is a weird thing to say, but this is Post Malone back from my day. That's a strange thing to say. So is he all country now? Let me talk about Hard Rock. So we have Post Malone tickets, and we're going to give them away every day this week. So just keep listening. Post Malone, it's part of a Live Nation show coming to Hard Rock Stadium. Speaking of Hard Rock, though, Hard Rock Bet app, if I was using it last night, and I was not, trying to be very judicious. I'm just picking and choosing like I did Sunday night with the Chiefs or Sunday afternoon with the Chiefs. I'm just picking and choosing, making one decent sized wager on games that I'm certain of, like KC plus 2.5 on Sunday afternoon.
So you make 8 small bad bets or 1 big bad bet?
Right. So I have shifted to 1 big bad bet. I'm literally going to start a GoFundMe account for Thanksgiving Day because I cannot exist on Thanksgiving Day without betting on football. But anyway, hopefully you've downloaded the Hard Rock Bet app by now. We're into the second half of football season. Basketball season is underway. There is no better time to try your first bet on the Hard Rock Bet app. Remember, if you don't win your first bet on Hard Rock Bet, you get up to $100 back for a second chance. It's a bonus bet placed right into your account. So try that first bet on anything you want. Maybe the Panthers tonight. If your first bet doesn't win, you get up to $100 back to try again. That's up to $100 back as a bonus bet for another shot. And we talk plenty of sports gambling on this show. You know, you don't have to just make straight bets. You can do prop bets. You can bet as little as a dollar. In week 6 of the NFL season, a bettor in South Florida bet $1 on a first touchdown scorer parlay. 5 different players to score the first touchdown in each of their games on Sunday. He turned that $1 into over $40,000. So one little dollar can get it done. All you have to do to get started is download Hard Rock Bet on the App Store, Google Play Store, or go online to hardrock.bet. Offered by the Seminole Tribe of Florida. Must be 21 and over, physically present in Florida to wager. Terms and conditions apply. Concerned about gambling, call 1-888-ADMIT-IT. There's some big news in the world of sports with Tata Martino out, sacked, as they say, in the world of soccer. This is pretty seismic. I don't think anyone, I mean, was there any talk of this, Solana, after they got bounced in round one?
I think so. I'm not going to say it was expected. I didn't expect it. I thought Tata Martino, because of his relationship with Leo Messi, because of his relationship with MLS in general, he's won an MLS Cup before with Atlanta United, funny enough. I thought this
isn't a young manager who they go, oh, you know what? He's not the right guy to have Lionel Messi and Sergio Busquets. And like, we need someone with more experience. He's that guy.
He was a massively influential hire for Inter Miami. The fact that he left Atlanta United, went to go coach the Mexican national team, and kind of had a tough out in the World Cup, coming back to the MLS was a big deal for this league. Like, it was almost a sense of, see, even guys at that level are open to coming back and coaching. Now, did Tata Martino have some inside info of who he would be coaching eventually? I believe he did. But yeah, I mean, this is massive. Like, this is a guy that was hand-selected by Leo Messi, or at the very least, Messi was comfortable with him leading the team. You would imagine that Leo Messi signed off on this move for Tata Martino.
Oh, for sure.
To walk away. So that's big.
Somebody has dubbed me on the text machine Bad Bet Bunny.
you struggle.
That's funny. I am as big in the world of bad betting as Bad Bunny is in the world of music. I am Bad Bet Bunny. Let's do an official look at headlines here then for the 3 o'clock hour. By the way, tomorrow is Whiskey Stars and Cigars. It's presented by us here at 560 and by Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall. Come out tomorrow. We're going to be at Plantation Walk, and the entire 560 staff, minus Channing Crowder, who's got bigger fish to fry up in New York, But the entire 560 staff is going to be out there. It's at Tabacon Cigars and Spirits in Plantation Walk. And you can enjoy a sample of Aberfeldy 12-year-old single malt Scotch whiskey and a cigar from Drew Estate. It is tomorrow. Tabacon Cigars and Spirits at Plantation Walk. It's presented by Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall, your 2023 Dealer of the Year. Sponsored by the main man. There's nobody better to help you flip your biz and cash out big than the main man. And by the injury law firm Cohen & Judah, where a partner handles every single case. Call 866-FAIR-FEE. We will do the show out there tomorrow, by the way, from 2 till 6. Solana will be out there with me. Jimmy will be out there. Gino Toretta is going to be out there with us in the 2 o'clock hour. Josh Appel will be out there with us in the 4 o'clock hour. And I believe the festivities for listeners get underway about 6 o'clock with a little cocktail hour, a little mix and mingle. And then there'll be a couple of convos up on the stage, you know, some sports convos up on the stage there at Plantation Walk. So we'll have some fun tomorrow night. Make sure you come on out and join us.
Any of you see the video? Joe Rose was asked to record today to promote the event tomorrow.
I did.
I love Joe.
He said whiskey, cigars, and stars or something like that. Mm-hmm. He got the name wrong.
Yeah. I imagine whatever member of the promotions team that asked him to record that video didn't speak with Hollywood first to let him know. You got to write everything down for old Joe Rose.
Joe is Anchorman.
Yeah.
Whatever's on that paper, baby.
He's gonna
I was told today that I'll be up on stage with Joe and Leroy Horde, and we can all share our NFL war stories.
Hawk, just make up some crazy stuff.
I'm going to do that. I'm going to pretend like I was a kicker. I'm going to pretend like I was a kicker in Winnipeg in the CFL.
To make up a
you think I could get Joe and Leroy to believe me that I was once a CFL kicker?
No, but the fans would love
it. Stick to a lie long enough.
Great marriage advice.
So I'm going to do like 30 minutes with them. And I am only talking about long snappers and whether it's difficult or easy. I'm going to have them up there doing long snapping. Bring a football, Jimmy. My role tomorrow is all about long snapping. So if this interests you, Tabacon Cigars and Spirits Plantation.
Act like you were in the ice bowl or something. Just make up a crazy story.
Let me tell you something. You guys didn't, I mean, I know Shula was tough. You never had Vince Lombardi telling you where to run.
So me and Reggie, we were sitting in the cold tub. Just make up the craziest story ever.
Bro, if I see you long snap on the stage to Leroy Horde, I will lose 100%. My mind.
100%, I'm going to focus everything on long snapping.
Leroy, back up. No, 15 yards. Back up.
Back up. Back up. No, I'm going to talk tomorrow about what's the best Christmas movie, A Christmas Story, or Home Alone, or Polar Express. Mm-hmm. Whether they're shocked Post Malone can. I'm doing today's show tomorrow at Tabacon Cigars and Spirits Plantation Walk, but I'm doing the show for Joe Rose and Leroy Horde who haven't heard it. That's my plan. And if
you,
things
Leroy's
go south, I'm doing Talk About It Tuesday, even though it's Wednesday night.
Leroy's in. Leroy would argue anything.
That is true.
If you need to fill 30 minutes, just bring a public shopping cart. Put it in front of Leroy. He'll feel right in his element.
You're right. That's what we're doing. Jimmy, bring 3 public shopping carts, and we'll pretend like we're having a conversation in an aisle in public.
I don't think that'll fit in my car, but I'll do my best. Yeah.
I've had the "is Boar's head worth the extra money" conversation with him. Hey, Leroy, man, I got to get home, bro.
By the way, just one other note on the Tata Martino. I shouldn't say firing, but stepping away. Don't be surprised if Inter Miami's next manager surprised. I said surprised.
I've never been surprised.
Don't be suppressed if you find this out.
Never been surprised.
Is Xavi Hernandez, who has ties to Leo Messi going back to their Barcelona days, won a Champions League together, and he was recently coaching Barcelona before he was sacked. So
what about bringing back the father-son combo that was here before Tata Martino?
We're good. We're okay.
Who was that?
The Canadian guy, right? Wasn't he Canadian?
I have no idea.
Phil Neville and Harvey Neville.
Yeah, the Neville family.
That would be a big surprise.
You know what wasn't a big surprise? YouTube bozos being wrong about Jimmy Butler yesterday. That was the least surprising thing of the day.
If you want to talk about being surprised, I mean, this guy thought the moon was a star.
Jimmy was hitting from the baseline, huh?
I almost went full Chris Broussard yesterday when you said the moon is a star.
Never want to go full Chris Broussard, Hawk.
I watched that dumbass movie the other night.
That movie is so good. It is so good.
I am Tropic Thunder.
It is so good.
It is a good movie.
The Heat did beat the Sixers yesterday, so they were down 19. Here's what happened. Jimmy Butler came out firing. He was unbelievable in the first quarter for Miami. He was 5 of his first 6 shots went in. He scored 8 of the Heat's first 11 points, 11 of their first 20 points. And he goes to the bench, and the Heat get outscored by 19 points, literally. Comes back in, checks in, they're down 19. And then the Heat, they go on this insane run the rest of the way. At the end of the third quarter, Miami was back up double digits. It was a 61-26 run from the point they were down 19 to the end of the third quarter. Jimmy ended up with a 30-burger. Tyler Hero had a huge third quarter, matching the Sixers' output alone in that quarter with 16. Joel Embiid and Paul George needed to go off in the fourth. Joel had 2 points. Paul George, 0 of 1, 0 points. Miami, easy dub towards the end of the game.
So you want to hear about Bad Bet Bunny. So I went when the Heat were down about 15 or 16, I went on the Hard Rock Bet app to see what the live line was, because I figured the Heat are going to win this game and the line is going to be super crazy. It was only Heat plus 5.5. They were down 16, 17, 18 points, and it was only Heat plus 5.5. So I didn't bet it. I thought it would be like Heat plus 10.5 or 11, and I was going to jump on it. But I didn't, because I'm Bad Bet Bunny. And then, you know, they won by 100.
The big story in the NFL today, the New York Jets fired their general manager, Joe Douglas. So head coach gone, general manager gone as well. Quarterback still there.
They're getting rid of everybody who has nothing to do with the problem. And then, you know, it's the everything's fine meme. Like, that's it. Just put Aaron Rodgers' face on that thing.
It's Woody Johnson, man. They don't know what what's going on.
But I would say this: wouldn't any team have jumped at the chance to get Aaron Rodgers?
Yes.
Like,
we did.
I don't know if this would have happened in any situation, but like, I don't fault Woody Johnson or Robert Saleh or Joe Douglas. Like, you've got Aaron Rodgers available. You're going to, especially if your quarterback, who was that turd they had? Zach Wilson?
Wilson, yeah.
Like, it's not like you're tied to some great quarterback. Like, this seemed like a slam dunk. What's the worst that can happen? Mm-hmm. Oh, we're 500, but at least we're in the conversation. Yeah. And what ended up happening was injured on the fourth play was a potential vice presidential candidate with RFK. The head coach gets fired. The general manager gets fired. They bring in players who they didn't want to bring in because he wanted them there. Like, just everything went to crap.
You don't question Robert Saleh, but Robert Saleh's questioning Robert Saleh.
Well, everybody can look back on it now and go, yeah, this was a disaster waiting to happen. But I think everyone would have made the same move. Again, if you had a turd quarterback. You know what I mean? You had a decent quarterback. I don't know. But if you had a quarterback you wanted to move on from, like, I would submit to you right now, the Giants would trade for Aaron Rodgers right now.
No.
I mean,
I understand
why not?
It's Aaron Rodgers. Because, like, how much better is he than whoever they have? That's terrible.
Who cares? It's Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, you want to go to make it. Jason Taylor your defensive end is Aaron Rodgers. He's not past all of that. I've watched the Jets game. He's not Aaron Rodgers that we think
he's been
he
awful.
Is.
He's been awful.
He's been bad.
Yeah, but Woody Johnson, you know, to his credit, took a big swing, tried to hit a home run. He missed. He struck out. But Stephen Ross tried to do the same thing with Tom Brady. I know it's easy to look back on now and say, well, Tom Brady won a Super Bowl. That would have been the right move. But we didn't know that. Was it more
right,
Bill Belichick? Was it?
Like, it seems to be like they're fairly analogous moves.
Yeah.
And I'm sure Woody Johnson thought the same thing. Hey, you know what? Tampa ended up with Tom Brady at the tail end of his career, led him to a Super Bowl. What's the worst that could happen if I bring in Aaron Rodgers?
Blows up the whole franchise. Huh?
Yeah, but him tearing his Achilles really was bad luck. He was having an MVP caliber season his last 2 years in Green Bay.
Until then,
right.
Those four plays.
Them first three plays, a lot of them.
No,
handoffs,
saying
boy.
Before they signed him.
When he ran out with that flag, he immediately jumped into the MVP conversation.
By the way, I looked it up. This is on CBS Sports. They actually wrote a column yesterday. Can the Jets get out of the Aaron Rodgers ordeal? Barring retirement, Rodgers is due $23.5 million in 2025, the final year of the restructured three-year deal he signed with the Jets. As of now, New York couldn't outright release or trade Rodgers immediately following this season, 2024, without paying an exorbitant price. Cutting or trading him would result in a loss of $25.5 million, or roughly the majority of the Jets' entire projected 2025 salary cap, pending additional cuts. That won't happen. And then they say, basically, they could designate a post-June 1st cut, which would save the Jets $9.5 million against the cap, freeing his deal from the books.
I don't think they're going to cut him. I think they're all in on him, as evidenced by getting rid of Joe Douglas and Robert Saleh. Like, you ride it for another season. You just what even if you draft someone, let them play a season behind Aaron Rodgers. Like, you're not going to go trade for someone great. So what else are you going to do?
The answer is exactly what the Broncos did with Russell Wilson. Where the Broncos are paying Russell 20 plus million, the Steelers are paying Russell a million. Where they just wanted to get Russell Wilson out of the building and move forward. They draft Bo Nix. The Jets are going to have a high draft pick because they're terrible. They go and pick up, hell, Cam Ward. They go pick up one of these young quarterbacks, the guy from Alabama, Milroe or something, and just say, hey, where do you want to go? I want to be a Giant. Okay, go to the Giants. We'll pay out your salary. The Giants will pick up a couple million. It'll be Russell Wilson again. The Broncos just wanted Russell Wilson out of their organization.
But I don't think the Jets feel that way. I think Woody Johnson is showing you by firing everyone around him that, hey, I'm riding with Aaron Rodgers. Like, why would you get rid of all the ancillary pieces? The Broncos brought in someone new who didn't want Russell Wilson. Woody Johnson, to me, is playing his hand here. I want Aaron Rodgers. And if that means getting rid of my GM and getting rid of my head coach, and you tell me who's next. Because Aaron Rodgers is my quarterback next season.
He needs to make more gauze. Stop worrying about this football thing, Mr. Johnson and Johnson.
Or Aaron Rodgers has already told them he's retiring at the end of the year. He could very well just step away. And Woody Johnson's pissed off because he trusted his general manager and head coach who told him this is the move we need to make.
Yeah, but I mean, do you really have to trust your GM to make that move? Like, I think that move is like, that's beyond them. It's like, you know, do you want to bring in A.A. Ron? You know, yes, I do. and I'm the owner of the team.
Yeah. But to that point, who, like, why would you get rid of your GM and head coach if you, well, honestly, I don't know. Hell, I don't know how Woody Johnson thinks, but if you think they're good at their job and Aaron's retiring, why the hell would you get rid of everybody in power positions knowing Aaron Rodgers only has 10 games left for his career?
I don't know.
Well, I hope he stays. I hope he signs an extension. I hope he stays. Oh my God. 10 more years.
I mean, I need more of this. Because every week they have to fire someone. It's funny.
Damn, Josh Allen retires. We got action in the AFC East.
Speaking of firings, yesterday we talked about FAU football coach Tom Herman being let go. This is crazy. Bad season to be the head coach of a football team with Owl as their mascot. You know, there are four FBS programs with the nickname Owls. Obviously, FAU. Rice are also the Owls. Didn't know that about Owls.
I know that.
Yeah. Temple, where Zach Elbland,
I knew.
Owls. And Kennesaw State, they're the Owls as well. Surprising. Hmm. All four programs, all four of those, this season have fired their head coach.
Who?
I hate you.
That's funny. That's funny. That was an owl joke, Jimmy.
I know. I was going to make one.
All right.
Your weather from the DeMesman and Dover Law Firm.
I want to hear Jimmy's.
That was a hoot.
Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Right now in South Florida, partly cloudy. Tonight the lows will be in the mid-70s. That is your weather.
You have some good topics for Talk About It Tuesday, Solana?
I think I do. My first one was going to be which head coach in South Florida will be the next one to be fired. I guess we can't do that anymore.
All right. Yeah. All right. Well, move on to the next one. We're going to do Talk About It Tuesday in the next segment.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
No, 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 baby. It's me, Baboni.
Hawk and Crowder.
All right. We went long in the first segment, but we had a lot to cover, which was really nothing. But now we're going to play a little Talk About It Tuesday, courtesy of our friends at Twin Peaks. We always enjoyed Twin Peaks Talk About It Tuesdays. I don't know if we have a big open for you're muted, Crowder.
Yeah.
I don't know if we have a big open for this or not. Solana, I have forgotten how this works. Do we have a big open for this or we just fire it off right into it?
We have a big open, but you have to call for it.
All right, let's hear the big open for Twin Peaks. Are you ready for Twin Peaks Talk About It Tuesday?
I am. Is a lot
All right,
ready?
Let's hear it.
On Tuesdays, Hawk and Crowder talk about it.
Pick three restaurants to eat at for the rest of your life.
Talk about it.
How often are you changing your toothbrush?
Talk about it.
Pecan or pecan?
Talk about it.
Let's talk about it.
I mean, the memories we have of Talk About It Tuesday. I don't know why we decided to bring it back today, but Solana and I were on the same wavelength. I was like, can you fire up a Talk About It Tuesday? He's like, brother, I can fire him up all week.
Brother.
Brother.
It's weird because I was thinking about it the past couple days. Like, man, we should do that again. And here we are. Go. Almond or Almond? No, I'm joking. I'll start you guys off.
Strong, man. Yeah. Start strong. It'd be funny if that was the entire segment.
That's it.
Cashew or cashew?
I'll start you guys off with an easy one. Let's ease our way back in here to see how comfortable you are playing this game again.
How what we are?
Comfortable you are.
Let's ease back into it.
Choose one guy to be your starting quarterback in week one of the 2025 NFL season. He is your starter for the entire year, Daniel Jones or Bryce Young?
Talk about it.
Talk about it.
Talk about it. Happens to be a very good one. I'm going to stay true to how I really feel. I'm going to go with Daniel Jones. I've seen him have some success in the NFL, enough that a team was willing to give a couple $100 million to him because they thought they'd seen enough. I have not seen a thing out of Bryce Young that makes me believe he can win you a game. So for that reason, I go Daniel Jones.
I would have to go Bryce Young. I totally disagree with you. I think that Daniel Jones is Daniel Jones. Take that dimes off his name because he doesn't throw dimes. I don't know what he throws. Peanuts at people. He's inaccurate. He's not the athlete they act like he was. They act like he was damn Josh Allen. He's not that. Bryce Young's young, and he's on a terrible organization. So if he was somewhere, if Bryce Young was at another place, if Bryce Young had a McDaniel, had a McVay, had a damn Kyle Shanahan, I think Bryce Young can be a serviceable quarterback. Hawk, am I saying Bryce Young going to the MVP anytime soon? No. But I think Bryce Young can develop being a young quarterback. I think Daniel Jones is Daniel Jones forever, the rest of his life, who just got benched for Tommy DeVito. They believe in DeVito more than Daniel. I will go with Bryce Young.
Who do you think has a better chance of winning MVP in their respective league? Zion Williamson or Bryce Young?
Bryce Young.
You think he has a better chance one day of being an NFL MVP than Zion Williamson does being an NBA MVP?
Huck, yes. We've seen Bryce for 8 games. We've seen Zion for years. You're holding on to the Zion thing. Huck, he is made out of turkey bacon.
No, but forget that. Like, I've seen Zion Williamson when he's playing like Zion Williamson and healthy. He's a difference maker in the NBA. Bryce Young's not in the NFL. I would say Zion Williamson has a better chance of being an MVP in his league than Bryce Young does in his.
Zion is better. What we've seen up to now, Zion's better at basketball than Bryce is at football. But we haven't seen enough of Bryce. I've seen, 4 years now with Zion? How long has Zion been in the league? He's played 8 games
been that
in
long?
4 years.
My God.
Yeah, come on, man. Like, it's a tough question. I got you. I've never seen Bryce go for 450 and 4 touchdowns. But I also know the end of the season what Zion's going to be. And it's on the bench wearing big-ass goofy jeans. And you know what he does on his downtime. I've heard stories.
Jimmy, who would you take, Daniel Jones or Bryce Young?
I'm going to take Bryce Young.
Solana, what about you?
You know who I'm taking. The Bryce is always right. Crowder and Jimmy in the lead. Bad bet bunny minus a point. Also for hijacking the segment.
This become around the horn all of a sudden? What happened here? What happened here?
Oh, got the most point.
All right, back to you, Bony Reale.
Add some more football stuff we'll get to in a second here, but today is World Toilet Day. Big day for Crowder and the rest of the IBS community, of course.
Right. Poo-poo and Eldoro.
Everything. Eldoro.
So here's the deal. You can only pick one of these for the rest of your life. Single ply TP forever. So no matter where you are, no matter where you're visiting, Crowder, I don't care what bougie-ass hotel you're in, you are only limited to single-ply TP for the rest of your days. Or your usual accommodations, whatever you're into, even a bidet. But you are banned from using your phone in the restroom. It won't work for the rest of your days. Which one are you choosing?
Talk about it.
Talk about it.
I mean, it's a great question. Other than, though, I'm assuming I can just layer the one-ply paper, right?
But it's still, it's the Hawk. You know, that single-ply is,
Right, but if you layer several pieces over, you're creating 2 and 3 ply.
You're really not, though, because the single ply is rigid almost. It's like a rough experience. You can create more ply, but it's still not a pleasant experience.
Still not a Charmin. It's still not them Bears, them little red.
I like
Bears.
Angel Soft. I like Angel Soft. That's my.
It breaks. Angel Soft breaks off a lot.
Mm-hmm. Really? Yeah. Stop wiping with such ferocity.
Gotta get out of there.
Doing? What the hell are you doing back there?
I'm in a rush.
I'm gonna go with the one ply. I just don't. I mean, what am I gonna do without my phone? I mean, that's the only reason you go to the bathroom, isn't it? Phone?
This is the easiest answer in the history of time for me.
I used to love magazines. I used to love, I'd have magazines, Newsweek, Time. I need my phone.
Easiest answer of all time of Talk About It Tuesday. As y'all see, I don't respond to texts in the morning because I don't even pick my phone up. I don't.
Yeah.
I hate having a phone. I wish we can go back to house phones. I hate the communication. I hate the every single second people get in touch with you. I hate it. I don't use a phone. I don't need a phone. I don't want a phone. So I need my Charmin. I don't need a damn phone.
Yeah, I got to be on Blue Sky. I got to see what's going on there. Jimmy, which one? Single ply or the phone?
I'm going to take single ply. Needed my phone.
Yeah, you need the phone. Yeah. Plus, where am I going to make my bets? That's where I do my best thinking. Mm. That's where Bad Bet Bunny does his best thinking. If we have a Bad Bet Bunny segment, it should be me sitting on a toilet.
These damn phones.
Solana, what's the answer?
Yeah, I'm taking single ply, unfortunately. Crowder, what do you do?
I'm a grown-up, I think.
Well, settle down back there.
I really think about stuff. I look around.
He flies, though. He raw dogs when he flies. Like, he's been raw dogging on flights before it was a popular thing.
Crazy.
I like to look around and make sure everything's cool on the plane. I don't need to play on my phone all the time.
And don't everybody text me, do I know what raw dog means? Yes, but it's a term when you don't use any electronics on your flight.
You know what? I make a point here, too. Look on your phone, go to settings, and go to screen time. And the reason why
I don't want to know.
I'm so successful in life is because I don't load up on wasted playing on my phone time on social media. I take notes.
If I have 30 seconds downtime anywhere, I am on my phone.
See? I'm thinking about the next move strategically in life.
All right, there you go. Talk About It Tuesday. What's the final score, Solana?
Crowder wins. Jimmy comes in second. And Bad Bet Bunny, you come in last.
All right, thank you. Boney Reale, another rousing rendition of Talk About It Tuesday. 4 o'clock hours coming up. We still have the Post Malone tickets to give away. What happened?
Don't we get a little screen time, a little minute to talk?
At the end of, if you win, yeah, you won. You get a minute. Go ahead.
Stop wasting your damn time playing on your phone, people.
All right. We heard you, Joe Clark. You got anything else?
Code Red, take the chains off the door. The enemy is here.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Shake what your mama gave you.
Hawk and Crowder.